Talk Live, you can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're back here in the studio after a long and fun weekend at the New Hampshire 2010 Liberty Forum. Also, I had headed down to New York City for the Talkers New Media Seminar. And thanks again to all of our listeners for coming out and seeing us. So a lot of our listeners for coming out to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. And thanks to the Amplifiers for sending me down to the Talkers Convention. We're taking your phone calls about everything and anything as long as you make them. 800-259-9231. And we had started a story and going to wrap it up here, recap it for those of you just tuning in the last hour from New York Daily News at nydailynews.com about a couple of octogenarians, people in their 80s. They've been paid visits by the police at least 50 times since the year 2002. So in the last decade, 50 visits by the police. Fairly unusual. Even the police admit that there's something screwy going on here. But, of course, they obviously haven't done anything about it. That's where we pick up the story after kind of running down a few of the different visits that they've received. One of the gentlemen of the house, he's got a heart condition, and he had a real tough time the last time the cop showed up. His blood pressure was dramatically up, and it took a while for him to come back down. So it's scary when the cops show up with pounding on the door and yelling like that. So let me continue the story here. Walter Martin said that this one I can't get over, saying he's unable to understand how the NYPD could not know how to quickly find one of its own. They were looking for a cop at that time, or one of the times when they came to his house. Frustrated and scared, the Martins wrote to Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly, Mayor Bloomberg, and the U.S. Postmaster General. But officers are still pounding on their door more than 3 years later. Police brass are baffled. One inspector, Ed Mullen, an NYPD spokesbureaucrat, said, "Our identity theft squad is investigating the matter." Another police source said, "If they're getting that many visits, we have to find out why." The NYPD's 61st Precinct once called it a computer glitch. Postal officials suggested the couple get a post office box. How is that going to solve anything?
Well, they were getting letters to their house that were, you know, telling them they had to go to court, that somebody who lived there had to go to court.
But how would getting a post office box solve that?
Not really.
They're still going to deliver the mail, aren't they?
Yeah.
After the Daily News
began, they're still going to kick the door in one day, I'm sure.
And that's something they have not yet done. So, shockingly, after 50 visits, after the Daily News began making inquiries, the couple's address was run through the NYPD's real-time crime center. Police sources said databases spit out 49 pages of documents, including complaints, 911 calls, and stop, question, and frisk forms. A news computer search of the address lists 15 other people living there. The Martins know none of them. Rose Martin said cops have always been respectful and never crashed in. Still, as she wrote to Kelly, she worries something tragic could happen.
Now, you know, it's interesting the different yardstick that one uses to talk about cops versus, you know, regular people.
Right. They're respectful if they're pounding on your door and shouting.
If I came up to the Rose Martin's door there and I pounded at it, bang, 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 bang. Free Talk Live, open up. She'd think I was a flaming jerk.
Yeah. She wouldn't think you were respectful, that's for sure. She worries something tragic could happen if the problem isn't corrected. She said, "I'm fearful that if a no-knock warrant is issued with my address, that my husband or I will end up having a heart attack." I think that's an absolutely legitimate concern on her part, because that stuff happens.
Mm.
Cops will raid people's homes without knocking, and they will scare people to death, or they will scare someone so much they'll pick up a firearm and start shooting, which will result in the cops shooting back and killing whoever it was that was shooting at them, as happened to a 90-plus-year-old woman down in Atlanta a couple of years ago. So with that, we've got Andrew on the line in New Hampshire. Andrew, you wanted to share some thoughts about the story.
Yes, I read some follow-up articles to that article, and I was just astounded by it because they trace back the problem to 2002 when they started up their automated computer system, which tracks their crime complaints and other internal police information, which they used to do manually, but obviously computers do it a lot better. Well, the problem was the New York City Police Department, someone, when they were testing it out, entered their address into the computer system, but never took it out when they were done testing it.
Hmm.
So somehow that address presumably got linked to other people along the way, and therefore caused the problem that they received.
So does that mean that they've eliminated the address, or is this still going on?
Well, in 2007, when they got a bulk of the problems, apparently someone in the police department thought that they had removed their address from the system, but apparently hadn't done it, probably because it was elsewhere within the vast New York City Police Department database, or the person didn't have the ability to go any further. And then recently they claim that they've removed it all and flagged the residents so that, you know, if anyone puts in their address, it pops up with a warning saying that no New York City police officer is to go to the house or question them without permission from the, from the commissioner or whoever.
Sounds pretty unbelievably good. Of course, it took them 3 years and the attention of the news media before they actually came to that level of service, right?
Right. Well, and it also shows how this problem at a large police department can go on, where they actually went to the commissioner's office and complained about this problem and got the attention back in 2007 about the issue, but it actually wasn't fixed.
Right.
And also,
right, there's no guarantee that it's fixed this time either. Even if, you know, say, well, we flagged this address and it has to go through the police commissioner at the highest levels in order to get, you know, that doesn't mean that's going to happen. And what happens if it doesn't?
Nothing.
The cop gets fired?
No.
Well, the commissioner came to their residence with a cheesecake to make them feel better.
Well, you know,
I do love cheesecake.
That's a nice gesture. It's something that they likely would not have normally done. However, would the commissioner have done that had the New York Daily News and whatever other news organizations not stepped in on their behalf?
Probably not.
No, because they were being watched. When eyes are being placed upon the police, they're more likely to behave, and that's why having a video camera or having an audio recording device and things like that changes their behavior, and of course having a news media organization come down on them changes it even further. So I guess on one hand it's good that they're making some changes that we'll have to presume will work until we hear otherwise, which we likely will not, just because we're disconnected from the area. We'll only hear it if somebody happens to bring it up. But at the same time, it took them a long time to get this level of service from the police, and in the meantime, they've been terrified. They've been living in a state of, I think, fear, because, as she said, she doesn't know if her husband's going to have a heart attack next time.
And the crazy thing about this is presumably it's all traced to one bureaucrat making a test entry into their database and thereby causing, you know, years worth of torment for these people. But the other part about it is it's interesting that the previous owner had problems with a still unknown person who called the cops on him 30 times for 3 years starting in 94 and then got one of his friends or relatives to investigate, and they thought it was one of the neighbors making complaints against the house. So this isn't the first time that house has run into trouble.
Wow. Andrew, thanks for sharing the extra detail on that story. Any other thoughts for us?
No, that you know, keep your information out of police databases.
If you can, like you say, this just happened to be an address they just chose. I wonder what the bureaucrat's explanation was for choosing that particular address. Not that you would know.
It's a good one. I think that they probably could have, you know, maybe used their own address to test it.
Yeah, that would have been nice. Like, one police plaza or whatever the main police headquarters is. Great point. Thanks, Andrew, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And as always, if Walter and Rose Martin don't like the way the police are behaving, well, they can't do anything about it beyond complaining to the news media and hope that something is done. You can't complain to the cops. Obviously, they did nothing. They tried complaining to the cops. It didn't work. The New York Daily News had to get involved before anything significant actually occurred. And if you don't like what the police are doing, well, too effing bad is typically the only option. You've got to keep paying them. If you don't pay them, then they'll steal your home from you. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Signals CAI toll-free line 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours for free right there on the front page of the website. So you can go and listen to all the Liberty Forum coverage that we did this weekend. We were broadcasting live from there. All of that is available for you, and all the way back actually to the beginning of 2009 in our podcast,
All of it's there at freetalklive.com. Plus, take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines. And unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. As we continue here, Matt is in Illinois on the app line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to throw in something. Maybe it's a different way of looking at this global warming thing.
Okay, but sure.
It seems to me that certain people, when arguing about global warming, take the science and kind of turn it into a religion. And they don't seem to be willing to look at other facets of what's going on besides this pure science that they're talking about. And this has happened in the past. At a time when knowledge wasn't very readily available to people, the church held a lot of sway over what people believed. And they had their science, too, and their scientists. And their scientists would pretty much say what they wanted them to say so that they could keep control of people. And that's more or less been shown what's been going on with global warming. Hence the email debacle and these admissions that are now slowly but surely coming out that a lot of this data has been lies. The raw data has been lost. They wiped out a lot of the raw data. And when you go back and you look at the past of the Earth, there were times 450 million years ago, the Earth had 10 times the amount of CO2 that we have now. And it was one of the coldest periods that the Earth had ever suffered.
Now, how do you know that?
It's in the geologic record. You take rock samples. You look at, and actually, when it comes right down to it, we don't know it. We're making a lot of assumptions. You're making a lot of educated guesses, because how can you know what happened 450 million years ago? I studied geology when I was in college. I had a year of it, and you know, I didn't get a doctorate in it or anything like that. But I did do a little bit of studying. And the fact of the matter is that you can't know. You can only make your best guesses. Hence what Mark said about science never being a consensus is true. There's always going to be some people that are going to go against what most of the scientists say or believe. And sometimes those people are proved right. And it's been fascinating over the past decades in terms of the global warming science, because if you remember back in the 70s, it was global cooling.
Well, now
we're going into an ice age.
Now, Scott, who was on the phone earlier, we were talking with him about the claim of the ice age, and that's what I brought up. He sent an email to that linked to a website that essentially is skeptical of the skeptics. So it's a pro climate change website that claims that that's nonsense. That the science was showing back in the 70s that they were predicting warming. That the whole ice age thing was a bunch. It's essentially the media that was sensationalizing something, and that the scientists actually disagreed.
Well, you could have fooled me. I remember hearing about one particular scientist who was actually saying, "Oh no, the globe is warming." And this particular scientist was supposedly poo-pooed by the rest of the scientists.
Hmm.
And then all of a sudden, come the, I believe it was the late 80s, early 90s, this scientist was elevated to very high positions in the science community. And, he was right. He was right all along. And, you know, how convenient. How very convenient that when you've devised this carbon credits way of controlling things, that all of a sudden this guy whose ideas would jive with your ability to control people in such a matter all of a sudden he was right all along.
Right, and I don't believe the Ice Age predictions either. You know, it's all just people speculating based on their observations of data that they believe to be correct as to what the future is going to entail.
And that's correct. I mean, one of the things that this guy isn't, or I don't know if he was considering or not, but that he might want to consider if he hasn't already, is that CO2 is a gas that plants use. It's like oxygen. We could not live on this planet if there wasn't any oxygen. Plants could not exist on this planet if there wasn't carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
So plants in the Earth system will probably adapt to more carbon dioxide. Maybe they'll start using more carbon dioxide, kind of in the same way these the people that live high in the mountains in the Andes, a lot of them have higher lung capacity because they've adapted to a lack of oxygen. And plants would react in the same way. So the Earth does have systems that even if man is producing more CO2, the Earth has systems that are kind of naturally in place that will counteract that.
Yeah, you'll have healthy plants. You know, who could disagree with having healthy plants? I mean, it's a great symbiosis between us and plants.
Right, or maybe plants will start growing in higher latitudes than they do now, or perhaps they'll start growing in greater amounts out in the ocean. You know, there's all kinds of things that nature does to adapt to changes, because the Earth that we live on is not a static world. It's
right.
Always going to be changing, and even if mankind is somehow affecting the weather and putting out enough CO2 to affect the climate, mankind himself is part of nature. We evolved on this planet. We're as natural as anything else that's on this planet. And to take that away, it just seems, I don't know, like it's prohibiting us from acting in certain ways that mankind should naturally act in. We have the natural ability to build things and to make things, and we should use that ability, and that's just as natural as anything else going on the planet.
Thanks, Matt, for the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I trust the marketplace. I think that the market can handle. If there is a problem, and I'm not convinced that there is, if there is some sort of problem, I trust that the marketplace will handle it. And the callers that we're calling tonight, I think, will agree with that.
Yeah, I think so, too.
That's what we found out. It's just like they're trying to get us to come onto their side and believe as they do. And for me, I'm not convinced, and I don't really feel like spending the time to convince myself because it's irrelevant to me. There's more coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to own two of the best pair of gloves in the world
for $19.95?
Shipping and handling, and get two pairs for free.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
For only $19.95, you can own four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, how would you like to improve that golf swing? MaxFit has thousands of uses. It helps the grip of arthritic hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow.
From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com and use the promo code RADIO. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go. Wow.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us, including our bulletin board system where you can get interactive with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Silly nonsense, serious discussions, you'll find it all over at bbs.freetalklive. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Hey, the Free State Project just wrapped up the record-setting 2010 Liberty Forum. Over 500-plus people hanging out, socializing, speechifying, having dinner. Just a great time. Parties. It was just an amazing weekend.
There's another drumming circle. Two of them.
Oh, was there? Yeah. Yeah. See, I wasn't there for that those nights.
In the hotel room.
Very cool. Great.
I should say in the hotel lobby.
Yeah, I was in the lobby last year, too. Yeah. So it's just an amazing time, amazing group of people. Liberty-minded people are coming together, and they're getting active. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more. In fact, I understand they're going to be posting some videos at some point. I don't know when they're going to start being posted, but at some point you can expect to find videos from the Liberty Forum of the actual speeches and things like that, so that way you can get at least a little taste of what you missed. The Free State Project is now over 10,000 participants, 10,037, as we record this program, broadcast this program tonight, and we need to get to 20,000, so maybe you could be the next one if you aren't yet. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the project, to get thousands of liberty-minded people all to move to the same place. I was on Facebook today, and a heated conversation on Facebook. Somebody was trying to suggest that it would be a good idea to move voluntarists or agorists, these kind of outside the system people, to Detroit.
Yeah, I've heard the same suggestion.
I just don't understand it. He said that I guess there's this cat who is, I guess, one of the more originators of the concept of agorism or working outside the system, mm-hmm. Samuel Konkin III. He suggested, well, that's what SEK 3 said we should do. And I said that, you know, I don't care.
Any movement that lionizes an individual to me is a cult.
Like the Ayn Rand people.
You could say what you want.
They were at the Talkers Conference.
Yeah, and I do find Sam Tonkin came up with the idea of agorism.
He probably had some really good ideas.
But I mean, obviously, he didn't come up with the idea of black and gray markets. He just came up with the idea of setting up alternatives, I guess, to the system for when the system crashes. But the Detroit has already crashed, and people are on their way out. I don't think you can set up alternatives. What you need to do is set up alternatives before there's a problem, not when there's a problem.
It seems to me to be a really poor idea. And maybe Konkin had some great ideas. I've read some of his work, and, you know, okay, cool. You know, set up alternatives, compete with the state. Great, that's all fine. But just because somebody has some good ideas, and Ayn Rand had some good ones too, doesn't mean that they are infallible. Yeah. I don't think that's what he was suggesting. I'm not going to put words into his mouth or anything like that. I haven't even identified who he is. But nonetheless, the idea of specifically moving liberty, principled liberty-loving people to a place like Detroit seems really bad to me, because Detroit is in bad shape because it's got huge government, because the government intervention there is tremendous. And one of his points was, well, there are areas in Detroit where the police never go. You know, you can move into the ghetto where the police are afraid to allegedly go into, and you'll never see the police.
Well, government is a armed gang. I'm sure they've got other armed gangs in that area where the police won't go.
That may be the case, but the reason those places are so downtrodden is because of the government's intervention, whether it's controlling business and preventing them from starting, or it's taxing people to death and taxing businesses to death so businesses go out of business. They're not economically healthy areas. Why would you want to encourage someone to move to a place like that? It doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense to me either.
So 800-259-9231, the economy here in New Hampshire is very healthy. It's, in fact, the best in the Northeast, one of the best in the entire country. Could be much better as soon as we can get rid of this pesky property tax up here. But it's one of the lowest taxed places in the country. The amount of bureaucrats per regular people is the lowest in New Hampshire. The ratio of bureaucrats to non-bureaucrats, lowest here. And there's 100-plus reasons on the Free State Project's website to move to New Hampshire. Some of them are more of a more political nature. Some of them are just, you know, quality of life. There are a variety of reasons that New Hampshire was chosen for the Free State Project. One of the major qualifications being low population in the first place. So go learn more at freestateproject.org and come here and join us. I told the guy, hey, good luck there in Detroit.
Yeah, that's all you can say.
Let us know how it works out.
If somebody's got an idea, you cannot pry it out of their head like that. As all you can do is let them try whatever they're going to try. Good luck. And
my answers weren't for him. They were for the people reading the thread.
Yeah.
So I say to people like that, hey, good luck. Go ahead, move into the ghetto in Detroit, and let us know how it goes. Let us know, how your utopian freedom world comes out. I mean, really, if it works out, I'll move to Detroit.
I think the problem with agorism is that it probably takes a while to figure it out.
Let's go to Eugene, listening to WNMR in Vermont. Eugene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention about our open-minded Tea Partiers, and I was wondering if any of you gentlemen saw the news reports today of all the racial epithets they were throwing at the black members of our government.
No, I didn't.
Didn't see that, huh?
I don't watch the news.
See that. Well,
do you think are you suggesting that I might have seen it?
No, not at all.
Okay. What are your thoughts?
I think the Tea Party movement is filled with racists and bigots. How's that?
Probably true.
It may be true. I mean, now if you say filled, are you going to come up with a percentage for me?
Yeah, I'd say 25% of the Tea Party people are racist.
Now, do you think a racist? Define a racist for me. Somebody who dislikes somebody.
Somebody who spits out a black congressman or calls him a nigger.
Well, I bet that sounds like a pretty good definition. Don't you think the Congress critters that decide the people that deserve to get jobs because of their color are racist too?
Could you repeat that? I didn't hear that clearly.
Don't you think that somebody who passes a law that people should get job preference or scholarship preference or some kind of preference based on their color are racist too?
No, not at all.
So you think that someone can distinguish somebody based on race and not be racist?
Black people of this country, and we're playing catch up.
Said there's been injustice.
Well, what color am I?
What color are you?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
See, but somebody will make a distinction based on me because they look at me and they'll decide what my race is and make a distinction based on that. Do you think
what
that's
race
fair?
Are you?
I have no race.
Oh, that's right. You're opting out.
I have
You're gonna opt out of your heritage too.
I don't know. I'm adopted. So
oh, you're
I don't have a race. I don't
you're
have a race,
adopted.
And you can't prove it.
You know what? You're
very much goodbye. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line.
What a bitter man.
Had to get rid of him because. Can you recap what he said there, Mark?
Well, the guy said that. The guy was asking me what race. I was asking.
He called you a liar.
Right. I told him I didn't. I don't have a race. And he said, "Are you going to deny your? You're denying. That's right. You've opted out of race. And are you going to deny your heritage too?" I said, I don't know what my heritage is. I'm adopted. When you get an adopted kid, you get some papers with them. But really, the papers are just what the mom said the heritage was. So how does mom know what the heritage is? The fact is, people are of mixed heritages. People jumped across the fence and, went scallywagging, in history. You don't know what your race is. You're just speculating as to what your race is.
Mm-hmm.
And then he decided to call me a liar. And that I know my heritage for S or something like that.
Yeah.
And the fact is, I am adopted, and
tell that to your adopted mother.
Right. I mean, what an awful thing to say to somebody you don't know.
Yeah, it's very strange.
What a bitter, bitter man. And clearly, he's all upset about the Tea Party people. But he gets to define racism the way he wants to define it. I define racism as distinguishing somebody based on their race, treating them differently as a result. To me, that's racist.
That seems like a fair definition.
There's no catch-up, as far as I'm concerned, with being black or being white or being whatever.
Does racism have to involve hate?
I have never. I shouldn't be. I shouldn't be discriminated based on my race. I've never done anything to anybody black. I've never discriminated against them in some way that would be harmful to them.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want, even in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The end is near.
No, this is not a New Age prophecy. I'm Steve Shank. Alex and I told you 2 weeks ago about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free production special that eFoods Direct is running on the new Quick Fix storable food supplies. Get your order in by Monday, March 22nd, or lose out on the best delicious storable easy fix food deal on the planet on Monday, March 22nd at 11:59 p.m. The countdown clock will shut down for orders of the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Those wise enough to get their orders in before the deadline will get one free for every three they buy of the special items. You know you're going to need all the food you can get. You can't afford to wait another minute. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Only moments remain, but enough time for your calls. Plus, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We got a lot of features there, including the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the wiki, news, updates, and more. It's all free for you. If you want to support the show and help us pay for the website, among other things, you can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It'll help us get on more radio stations. We can use that money to go to radio industry conventions, do some advertising in places like Talkers Magazine, online on Google, and things like that. Oh, one point about the convention from the weekend. Remember last year, Mark, when they were giving one of those tech presentations? Because whenever you're at one of these radio conventions, the radio guys are kind of behind the times. So they kind of have to have their hand held in order to bring them into the world of Twitter and Facebook and the Internet in general. And so the first day usually has just a four-hour block of tech talk and just kind of encouraging these guys to, step into the world of the Internet in a major way. And last year, Mark, do you recall when there was one presentation going on? They were talking about Google AdWords, mm-hmm. and they had a slide up on the screen for the audience to see?
No.
Okay. Well, at one point, there was somebody who was doing a presentation about AdWords, and they were just kind of talking about how it works and all that. And so they had typed in talk radio into Google to see what would come up.
And Free Talk Live was on the
Free
screen.
Free Talk Live was like the second choice on Google AdWords. And I just thought, yes, because that was great. There were no other shows of any kind of any level of visibility in the industry listed there. There were some other shows, but nobody that would have been attending that particular seminar. This year, it happened again. It wasn't even a presentation about AdWords. It was just another tech presentation that happened to include this one was about the heat maps, which is where they, college campuses, they set up infrared cameras or something like that, or some sort of special camera that looks at the eyes of the person who's looking at their screen. And based on the position of their eyes, it comes up with what they call a heat map, where it shows on a sample page from the web, like a page of Google results, where people clicked. So depending on where the clicks were and where their eyes were, mm-hmm. they determined that most people look at the top left of any given web page. More often and more likely than anywhere else, if your search result or your banner ad on your website or whatever the content is that you want the most people to see is at the top left, and to a lesser extent, the second from the top and the third from the top to a lesser extent, and to the right, a lesser. So the heat map gets lighter as it goes to the right, and mm-hmm. it gets lighter as it goes down. That's where you want to put your most important content. This is what they're trying to explain. So on this year, they showed a picture of a heat map, and it was of a Google search results for talk radio. Mm-hmm. And again, there was Free Talk Live up there, the top right corner in the second position. So it was a good thing I turned on Google AdWords a few weeks ago, because I'd shut it down for a little while we were pouring some money into our website redesign. So we're back on Google AdWords. And it's our Free Talk Live listeners, our amplifiers, that are helping make this happen. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com, become a Free Talk Live amplifier, and help get this show on more radio stations, more internet listeners. amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too. All right, we go to your phone calls. Brett is in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brett.
Hey, guys. I just had a question for you real quick.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Well, I got a bunch of Free State Project bookmarks, and I've been trying to come up with ideas, ways to just distribute those around, get them out to people, get the word out about the Free State Project. I was just kind of wondering if you wanted to get your guys' ideas of ways to distribute those to people, any, like, creative ways or anything
bookmarks?
Like that.
How about the library?
Yeah, a friend of mine actually does this with the Free Talk Live stuff, is they'll go to the library and look for liberty-minded stuff. I know he uses Terry Goodkind's books.
Heinlein.
He goes to, obviously look up Rothbard and Mises and, any of that stuff if that happens to be at that library.
A lot of libraries have these books.
Yeah, but if you look, I'm talking about the nonfiction stuff that seems less likely. But look for liberty-oriented stuff at the libraries around and just leave the bookmarks in there.
Right, I thought about that, like just maybe at the tables or something, maybe leaving a few in there, maybe like the break room at work or maybe like later this spring. I was thinking about, probably having a yard sale or something, getting rid of some of my old books. Maybe if, whoever bought a book or whatever, maybe I'd have some of the bookmarks out, maybe hand them to them if they bought a book from me.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, that's a much more general thing. The specific thing of finding liberty-oriented books at libraries is much more targeted. It's going to require more work, but it's
Yeah, you want to make sure you get the right prospects, don't you think?
Yeah. I thought about that. I think on some show, maybe it was your show or something the other day, I heard somebody would go around and stick stuff inside books at the library or something like that to get the word out about whatever they were promoting.
Yeah, but specifically liberty-oriented books, not just any old book.
Yeah, what he's doing is taking Free Talk Live flyers and putting them in Terry Goodkind, books, which, he's an objectivist writer and much very along the lines of liberty. And, Robert Heinlein, obviously, Moon is a Harsh Mistress, big liberty book, and things like that.
Other option might be to go to some sort of gathering of liberty-oriented people, like a Libertarian Party meeting or a Ron Paul meetup group or something like that, and attempt to, apply your wares to those folks.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah.
Thanks, Brett. Appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Smokin' Deacon in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I had a little question, and, I call you around the holidays, Mark, to be more specific, and I ask you about the deity of the season, and in this case, it's going to be about Easter. And how do you think you might be able to explain Easter to Jack when he gets a little bit older, your son?
Geez, I would say that Easter is a time of rebirth. It's it comes around springtime when the world is beginning to be born again. I think that Easter's been around a lot longer than Jesus was, and I.
Yeah, isn't that one of those holidays that the Christians stole from the pagans or borrowed from the pagans?
It absolutely is. I'm glad you brought up Jesus because I thought maybe you'd skip over that. Most principled people do. They'll skip over Jesus, skip over candy and eggs and all the BS that goes with the holiday, and maybe admire the fact that it might be something good. So it turns out we don't need deities or any other thing to worship but ourselves and the understanding that the true principle and the non-aggression and freedom and love for everybody, that's easy. You don't need a rabbit or a Santa Claus for that.
So do you think it's a problem telling Jack that a magic bunny leaves candy?
It might be. You might tell him, look, I'm going to invent this fun game. It's a fake bunny who drops magic candy. It'd be just as good as if you told him that it was a real bunny who dropped candy, which I think is what most people believe nowadays, or at least kids.
That a real bunny drops candy?
Yeah, I think if you present a four-year-old with the idea that the bunny's dropping magical rabbit eggs in the backyard, they might actually believe that. And, that's just another lie that spreads in the web of lies that leads to statism and worshiping flags and worshiping all kinds of false idols other than what you really truly believe in. And
that
you know
sounds
what?
Like a stretch to me, but I might be convinced that, for one, Jack doesn't eat candy, doesn't get
oh, he'll start.
Well, he will as soon as he can figure it out, I'm sure. But I shudder at the idea of providing him with a giant basket full of candy. That's not the way we are going to raise Jack. So
does eat candy. She loves candy, but she certainly doesn't believe it comes from a magical rabbit. And she likes the idea of Jesus. At least that's what she tells me. But I'm not so sure that she's going to be convinced that. Rabbit Spring Rebirth is a new season. So
I like your Christ. I'm not so sure about your Christian.
hey, thanks for the thoughts, Smoking Deacon. We appreciate hearing from you. Got to get to Bruce listening in Florida. Bruce, you're on Free Talk Live at the end of March. Hello, Bruce. Bruce, oh, we dropped the deacon. Bruce dropped off before we could get to him.
What are you going
to
do?
That's how it goes. 800-259-9231.
You know, the guy that called in the last segment,
Eugene?
Yeah, he was so upset about the Tea Partiers yelling racial epithets at congressmen. And he was asking me about whether I had seen it, and you about whether you'd seen this, and we hadn't seen it. I don't sit around watching cable news channels all day. People may think that that's how I spend my day. I spend my day looking for advertisers for Free Talk Live.
If I saw that in person, because I've been to a couple of these things just so I could get up and speak and inject a true freedom message into it.
Yeah.
But if I actually saw that in person, I would have some words with those people.
And I think another thing that needs
That's
to be pointed
despicable.
Out is when, when these events go on, sometimes government will put infiltrators around, and it may very well have been that it was these infiltrators doing it.
Speculation.
It is speculation. I mean, all there is video, and it's difficult to say, but it's been proven that the government puts infiltrators in these organizations. They put them in organizations like the Quakers.
You know, I actually had a story about that, and maybe we'll get to it later on in the week, or maybe we won't. The New York, ABC New York, excuse me, NBC New York reporting that, you remember those guys that were busted in New York for allegedly planning to bomb some synagogues?
Yeah.
Well, they're saying that, indeed, they were pushed into it by the FBI's, or the Fed's informant.
Every time.
That they basically ginned them up into the idea of doing this. Very.
It doesn't surprise me, I guess, is how I'd like to react.
All right, speaking of time, we're out of it. See you tomorrow night. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
Join us tomorrow night, same time, same place, online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.